and gentlemen, welcome to the Dabblers, episode 8. And today, we are talking the new Mortal Kombat movie, the second dive into the Mortal Kombat movie business, which is, I suppose, I mean, if you think about the years, I mean, if you think about how long Mortal Kombat's been around, it's a little, took a little while before we took another dive, right?
It took way too long. It should have dived into this long time ago, man. I'm so happy that my nickname is the Shogun, because, you know,
the combat. Oh, man, like, I even forgot to introduce us. I'm Q, he's the Shogun, and now we're doing combat. Yeah, man, that's so freaking crazy. So, like, you know, when Mortal Kombat came out, right, I immediately, like, I was at work, and then when I noticed that it was out, I was like, I gotta watch it. And then I watched the first 13 minutes, which is basically the opening sequence where we meet Bi-Han and then we meet Scorpion as well for the first time before he took the name of Scorpion, you know, and before, you know, before Sub-Zero is Sub-Zero, and you get to learn and, you know, get to why they hate each other so much. Well, from the Scorpion perspective anyway, we learn why he hates Sub-Zero so much. But starting off early, right, obviously this is going to be spoiler filled, so like if you're here right now, I want to let you know that there's going to be spoilers right now, so like if you're not ready for spoilers, just get the fuck out, man. Give me 5 seconds.
it's such a pleasant way to tell somebody to leave.
Yeah, all right. So I feel like they didn't flesh out Sub-Zero's reasons for doing what he did. Because, like, I feel like Sub-Zero has deeply rooted reasons that are linked to the Lin Kuei. Because every time he's about to do something, he will say, for the Lin Kuei. And
we are not told what the hell that is.
We don't know what the motive, what happened to the Lin Kuei, was Hanzo involved in the extermination of the Lin Kuei. People who don't know about Mortal Kombat lore don't get that, because for the moment, because after he kills Hanzo, he says for the Lin Kuei, but you don't, there's no like fleshing out of, okay, cool, like you said for the Lin Kuei, but like who are the Lin Kuei? Why is he still so loyal to the Lin Kuei?
We could have at least brought in a line, you know, like a line that goes like, you murdered my family, you know, like something that tells us like, okay, you angry at him because you murdered your family, so you murdered his family. Or maybe he didn't really murder your family, but it was his grandfather who murdered your family. So you decided to just kill everybody in this family.
It was Hanzo's entire organization that killed the Lin Kuei, and just that Hanzo was the leader. And so he automatically blames Hanzo for it, but Hanzo was not even involved. You know what I mean?
Yeah. At least, you see, in the past, like, 10, what is it, 20 seconds, we just came up with three different reasons.
Why it could be what it is.
Like, yeah.
So I feel like that is something that they could have improved on. But again, I really feel like time is what killed this movie in certain aspects. I feel like the time constraint of doing a 1 hour 30 minute movie when you need 2 hours to actually do everything that you need to do is classic WB, man. No offense, like it's classic WB.
Yeah, it's not just WB thing though. Like, show me
everybody.
A studio that there will allow a Mortal Kombat film to go 2 hours. You know, they'll be like, just put in some cool fights and try not to get too complicated, and then whoosh, that's probably what they all try to get to do. But you need to like explain like why people are doing things, you know? just be killing people's families.
So here at the Dabblers, we have a tendency of jumping around, Shogun. We have a tendency of just going to different places. So we gotta have a structure, right? So are we going act one, act two, act three, or are we doing like character arc by character arc in terms of like the multiple characters?
Jesus. Let's do general thought of the film first. Can we do like, what did you think of the film?
Okay, we can do that. Well, first up, you know, overall, I think it was, you know, watching it for what it was, judging it for what it was, I think it was solid. It was a solid 6.5 for me. It was a solid 6.5. If if like the flow of the story that we got in the first like 17 to 20 minutes of that film had carried throughout the entire rest of the film. Because like when you get deep into like the 40 minutes of Mortal Kombat, there's start to be some inconsistencies in the storytelling. So if the storytelling had been kept consistent from minute zero to where it was in minute zero to minute 20 throughout the entire film, it would have definitely been like a solid 8, you know? Because right at the start, it was beautiful, man. I was enjoying so much of it right at the start. Even when Cole Young got introduced, then they give you like a little bit of a backstory to who he is and him being an MMA fighter. And then the immediate introduction of his family and like them being under threat, I think was a brilliant stroke of genius because it immediately gives Ko Young stakes for fighting. Because like as a fighter, Ko Young is defeated, but as a father and as a husband, Ko Young has a lot to fight for. So that was a brilliant stroke of genius, I think. And then
Don't go, don't you dare go too far. It's a general thoughts, man.
all right,
It's
okay, cool. Okay,
general.
let me round it off. They did a really good job at throwing in classics like fatalities and like, you know, perfect victory and like all these like cute sayings from the games. And
Yeah, that's
then
true.
and Sub-Zero and Scorpion from the battle perspective, perfect. This they yeah and then there was the dude with the hammer whose name I forgot. I don't remember him saying a word except for grunting. Jax was underused in my opinion. They didn't use Jax properly. I do enjoy the fact that Johnny Cage and Shere Khan were not shown at all. They were shown in like posters and statues, but they were not brought in, given potential for future. But I feel like this could be a franchise, but it just needs more time next time, you know. Those are my thoughts.
I feel like most of my thoughts echo yours. I'm so divided on the film because like I knew that the story was gonna be crap. I knew that. But I really liked some of the combat, some of the combat. Because I started thinking, I was like, I like everybody's combat scenes, except Cole Young. There's something there that just I th there's like a spark that I'm missing, you know. And I had a
I
lot of
feel.
hope for Cole. I gotta be honest. I was like, you know, maybe they're gonna at least make us care about him. I just didn't feel the guy. You know what I mean? I feel like if they had Sonya as our main character, right? I could at least like relate to her. You know, I'm like, yeah, you don't have this tattoo, but you're giving it your best. You know, you're using these knives so well. But yeah, so it's a weird one for me. I'm just gonna give it like a 7.5. The extra half is because my brother liked it, and anything that gets him to sit down for an hour is that's a
It's
deserves an extra point from me.
So like looking at Cole, right? Like,
Yes, let's do it character by character. I like that.
So looking at Cole, I feel like we can give like the what we individually thought of him, and then we can come together and like sort of discuss some of those elements, right? So looking at Cole, right? I'm gonna first look at two different aspects. I'm gonna look at him as a fighter in that fight in the cage, and then look at him, you know, immediately after he got the armor when he was facing Goro. So right at the start before that fight, you had the promoter walk in, and he's like, you call yourself a fighter, but fighting involves both attack and defense. And that's like, okay, is he a defender or is he more of an attacker? And then when you get into the fight, you learn that, okay, this dude is like straight up throw punches 100%, don't stop until the dude goes down kind of guy. So no defense whatsoever. And that gets proven when he gets himself caught in the submission and then eventually is forced to tap out. And so you forward jump to when he gets his powers. His ability is basically a suit of armor, which is. Well, it was a sort of armor that basically like validates jump forward and keep on fighting and not have to defend because he's got the armor defending for him, right? I feel like that's a bit of the character arc that they were trying to tell. And again, I gotta say, time might have killed that because might have had a better character progression to worry about his powers.
Yeah, I understand that, but also I just it feels a bit bland to me. Like I watch MMA all the time. So you know I love MMA,
I
right?
know that shit. I know
But
that.
when I want to watch a movie, it needs to be just a bit more, a bit more dramatic, a bit wilder. Like you said, right? That like that guy said you need both attack and defense. They needed to throw it out a little more that he's like they needed to push him deeper into that spectrum, you know? Like show him being crazy. Show him just being a crazy fighter.
Can I just jump in for a second?
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember these movies. There's this character by the name of Boyka from like this fighter movies with it, Michael J. White is in one of them.
I feel like I've heard
Probably.
about this.
Hang on, sir. Kidding.
That name sounds weirdly familiar. This sounds weirdly familiar.
So I'm just gonna go with the character.
I'm gonna carry on while you're searching for that. So if they pushed him into a crazy spectrum where they're like, this guy is a crazy attacker, right? And maybe say that he likes getting punched in the face for some reason because maybe he grew up on these streets, you know, and I don't know, he has a mental problem of some kind, you know. And then at the end, like we see him discover the joys of defense, you know. Like I see that as an arc. I can see that, you know, being an arc. But this was like, he can't defend, so we're gonna throw him a suit of armor. That's it. It just doesn't feel magical enough, you know? Like it doesn't even feel like a power, you know what I mean? I'm sure you've got it now, right?
Yeah, I got it. I'm not sure if you can hear me though.
I can now.
Okay, can you still
Oh,
hear me?
did you go into the void?
I went into the void, man.
So by the way, when I thought you weren't talking, you was just going. Oh no, did you go
Okay.
into the void again? Okay, you're back.
Movies. So in that movies, you can just check out a fight scene sometime. That is like proper brutal, you know, a backstreet MMA fighting, you know. That
Yes.
is, yeah. I feel like if they would have gone that route with Young and then given him the sort of armor at the end, it would have been like, yeah, no, this dude was like, he was going way too wild. He needs that suit.
Yes. Do you remember Kengan Asura? Like
Yeah.
that's sort of like this guy has been fighting for a gangster, right? Like, and then finally he learns the reason why, I don't know, he grew up as an orphan. It's that makes it at least interesting, right? Even the fights would be cool to watch because like it'll be fighting to the death. Like I like MMA. It just Cole seemed a bit boring as our lead character. You need, I know the normal thinking is that the lead character has to be bland so that you know the audience can just learn things with them. But you could have done that and still giving him something interesting to show us. I don't know, maybe I'm crazy.
But the thing is, right, looking at Cole, he was also a new character. He isn't of the Mortal Kombat universe. They created him for this film. So
And
you introduce a character.
that's why I'm disappointed.
Yeah, that's true. But okay, let's jump on to Sonya Blade. First of all, well actually let's go a little bit, let's do Jax. Let's not disrespect Jax like that. So let's do Jax, right? By the way, the dude who's playing Jax is jacked, my dude.
Dude. I remember that guy from Supergirl. I didn't
Yeah,
think he was that jacked back then. Like he's jacked, he's tall and stuff.
in Supergirl he was a little jacked, but he was like CrossFit jacked. But now he's like WWE wrestler jacked.
Dude, yes, that's what he needs to get into. That's cool.
So with him, I felt like, you know, he was just there because they needed an extra Mortal Kombat character. You know, that's how it felt with him.
Yeah, they're just like, okay, this guy and Sonya Blade have been running for a long time. But otherwise, I think that's the story for some, for a lot of these characters, right? It's like they're there, but why is he there? But he's there. You know, he's there for that cool moment where
Okay,
Sub-Zero rips his arms off and then, you know, give him a little push down.
I might be going into the void in a second.
Into the void.
In the void. So Jax, right? And then I feel like they wanted to flesh out with his story arc with his arms. You know, I feel like maybe they wanted a bigger moment of battle. And then him being in the dire straits and needing to like be stronger. His arms would just evolve in this moment where he's like throwing a punch, then by the time the punch connects, his arm is evolved, and then like it's just this mega hit. But the way they did it, I guess with him saving someone, is that whole friendship, I guess it's sort of kind of in a sense.
Like there's this part of the film where we get to sort of a certain point where it feels like the film just goes, well, okay, we need a way to create a final battle thing here. We need them to be defeated, and then we need a final battle. And it feels like the film doesn't know what to do from there. And that's where like the part where Jack's like gets his arcana, it's like is this really, it just feels a bit limp, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
It's like a,
that's
there's a lot of weak moments when arcanas and stuff get thrown around.
I think for me the weakest one had to be Kano's one, man. I was disappointed with how Kano got his one.
Yeah, just anger, right? It's just angry.
Oh man. Anyways, since we're already on Kano, let's talk about him. Let's talk about Kano. I feel like he was the I feel like it was a really interesting angle to this movie, especially the whole all the jokes that he kept on making, and the fact that he
Yes.
knew, and the fact that he knew he was a scumbag, and that he would turn on them, but just still hoping, you're like, Kano, come on, please don't do it, Kano, please. But he still does it because he's a scumbag. I think they
I
knew
was
what
different. I
led
was
to
like,
that.
Kano, please do it. Kano, please. Please do it.
So Kano doubled also as Kano also doubled as the comic relief, which was perfect, I think, in the context of everything that was going around.
He was actually funny. It was genuinely funny.
Really funny. And then what are your thoughts on him?
You know what? Everybody's arcana. There were a lot of weak moments, but I like the Kano wins. I really like the Kano wins. The one when he ripped the heart out.
Yeah. That one was
That's
fun.
the one thing I can say about this film. I like the moments in the fighting. That's all I can say. It delivered in that part for most of these characters. Kano, it's the lines. That guy, I think, had a good performance in this role, you know?
Definitely, definitely. He had a really great performance, I
Don't know
think.
who the
He
actor's name
didn't.
is, but killed it.
I also don't, but it did kill it. He was freaking brilliant.
Great Australian actor, though.
I saw, speaking of which, I saw a list immediately after I finished watching Mortal Kombat on YouTube that said it was, I think it was Watch Mojo's like top 10 psychopaths in films. I didn't watch it, but it looked like Kano was there with like Captain Boomerang, you know, from Suicide Squad.
Oh my God. What's that guy's name? Jay. I can't remember. Damn it.
So yeah, let's talk about Lord Raiden, man.
You go ahead.
For me, the moment when he appears after Scorpion had been sent to the Nether Realm. It was a cool moment, you know, him getting the kid. But I feel like they never followed up on what happened to the kid. It feels like it was too ordinary an ending. You can't just like have Lord Raiden save this kid, and then this kid suddenly be like, "Oh, thanks, Raiden. We're just gonna be a normal kid in a normal world, grow up and be a mommy."
I thank you for saying this. Because I was watching that film like with my mom and my brother. And it was like, oh, so the kid just, where did the kid go? I was like, oh, well, the kid went to America, and I think the Cole Young is her descendant. And my mom's like, oh, okay. Okay, I can see there's a disconnect there. There's a disconnect there.
It
I feel
just,
like.
you know what they did? They pulled the M. Night Shyamalan on us, the build up to nothing.
Yes, you in my head, right? Cole Young is the same baby. That's what that was in my head. I was like, okay, that seems like an easy connection, because then at least that gives some edge to Cole Young. You know what I mean? Like, he grew up alone. He was an orphan. You know, like, that changes you in some way. You know, makes you like, gives you some a hard edge. You know, something for the character. But no. Yeah. But what did you think about the look of Raiden, the Lord Raiden?
I mean, he looked all right, but like, I still have an issue with how young Raiden looked. Raiden has a little bit more grit, a little bit more grit, a little bit more ruggedness. But like, with the elegance of a god,
Yeah.
yeah, I feel like he was missing that. But other than that, he was okay.
Yeah, he needed to have that gravitas, you know, that thing where he stands in the room and just commands the respect, you know. Yeah, because Lord Raiden certainly has that. Who's the next character?
And let's talk Raiden's opposite number, Shang Tsung. Yeah, going first this time, by the way.
He's the Nick Fury of the villain team. It's just. I was like, okay, so these people are just coming together. These villains are just that's the story of this thing, right? That things just happen. They just come together. There's no real motivation. All I can speak to is the performance, because I think that's the only thing I can speak to. He doesn't really get into a fight, does he?
No, he just sucked. What's his name?
He's sold out,
He
that
just
guy,
that
right?
Kung Lao sold out. Obviously, because they get Kung.
That is that. Do you think that would be the sequel's objective?
For Liu Kang, it would.
Because from the way they did this film, I don't expect that to be how that second film goes, man. I feel like it'll just be more characters, another tournament, people from another world, you know, just more of the same, but slightly different characters. We'd probably see Sub-Zero back because everybody loved him, right? Yeah, no one really dies in that universe. No one really died.
Speaking of subs.
I liked Sub-Zero. You know, I really liked the beginning, like yourself, and I feel like we should have gotten a bit of a reason, at least a one line about why he was killing everybody in this line. But I think he has the best dramatic scenes, you know, because it's him and Hanzo at the beginning. The most of the final battle is really him, you know. It's really us just wanting to see Sub-Zero die. It's like, ah, come on, Scorpion and Ko Yang, kill this guy. Yeah. But I like the guy's performance too, you know. That dude, he had the. I liked his performance. What did you think?
His performance was really cold and
Did
calculated,
you just
which was
open
really
a
cool.
beer?
No, that was the door.
Oh, I was like, geez, you're drinking? Damn, lucky guy.
No. So his performance was cold and calculated, which is perfect because like that's what you need. Sub-Zero, like the first interaction with Hanzo's family, you can feel the tension, you can feel the fear building up. It was perfect. And
Dude, when he left the wife and the son in the ice, dude, crazy, crazy. What a move.
and then in the future, his first appearance, when he just like starts chucking ice, I was like, whoa, the use of those powers is just like immense. And then obviously, like we discussed, we needed more motive for Sub-Zero, for why he was doing what he was doing, you know.
Otherwise, it does feel it's just a bit empty. Doesn't it just feel a bit empty when you're done? It's like, okay, there's a bunch of cool fights, but yeah, I don't really know what happened.
There is a bit of an empty feeling.
There's a bit of an emptiness to it. How would you do
So,
the next film? How would you do the next? You are writing the next film. What did you do?
First of all, Kung Lao needs his character arc. I feel like Kung Lao would have motivations to get back. I feel like Liu Kang needs a story arc, is what I meant to say. Because he would want to be getting back Kung Lao's soul, because that's his hat. So I feel like his objective on his own would be to get Kung Lao's soul back. And if that aligns with the tournament, then he would obviously be fighting for the realm. And then Johnny Cage, it has to be introduced in this one. But the way to hook Johnny, I wouldn't know how to do that. I guess, well, because Johnny Cage and what's her name? I
Sonya
say her
Blade.
name, and Sonya Blade end up together in the future, so you might feel an attraction then, want to stay and fight, but like, there would have to be a reason to fight at all, because that guy from, you know?
Yeah,
And the next
I could
tournament,
see that.
the actual tournament would have to be fair, because like, there needs to be story arcs fleshed out in there. And then,
It has to be fair. We can't have this nonsense.
let's say between like tournament fights, we have flashbacks and characters build up their story arcs, have
So
some hero flashbacks.
basically, you're using classic anime tournament, right? Which is where they give you all this stuff to just get you to love these characters and not want to die. But how would you do that and keep time though? Because that's 2 hours, 30 minutes.
2 hours, 30 minutes. In between that, your flashback scenes that are a bit like maybe I could show why Sub-Zero became, you know, show what happened, show his reasons, and then maybe an entire sequence, 10, 15, 20 minutes, cut to a Sub-Zero, not too long. Then, you know, you have a reason to be like sort of reading for Sub-Zero just a little.
Yeah, I can see that. I guess I took you away from the character by character analysis. So what did you think of Liu Kang?
Liu Kang's look was great, and I got really when he did the bicycle kicks, you know,
Yes.
the classic bicycle kicks, man. Everybody loves that move. And then and even the way he spoke, it was very a lot of intent. We tell that like discipline, which he is. And you know, they with some of the fire stuff we did, especially with the dragon, hinting to Liu Kang being a lot more powerful than he actually.
Yeah, I was also thinking that, like, if I was doing it, Liu Kang would have probably been my like focal point because I just love him so much. I just love him so much. I love characters that shoot fire out. It's just fantastic. It's so easy. So easy to make that look cool. Obviously, the fire is actually tough to make actually look good. And there was a few moments where I was thinking, fire looks a bit, but most of the time it was okay. It was fine. It was fine. Why should you be so harsh, Dave? It was fine. Fire is it was fine. There were times it was, but it was fine. I think I liked the guy's performance. You know, that guy gave a good performance, and I'm just like, I like your character more than most of these other guys. Can we just follow you around?
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. Yeah, now Liu Kang was. Yeah, now he was what he was. And then his other partner, of course, Kung Lao. I felt like he didn't say a whole lot. You know, as a character, generally, he was introduced. You know, he did the hat stuff, and he had his moment where, he had the spinning saw that cut that other character in half.
Yes,
You know.
that's my favorite. I think that was my favorite move of the whole film.
Right, and then right after that, it's like, yeah, he's done. So, and then he gets his soul sucked, and it's like, what? Come on, just like that? You gotta be kidding me.
I feel
So.
like they got characters who could do all these stunts and stuff, and they did a good job with those, but they didn't give them enough meat in the story, you know. We forgot that these guys are also just actors in general. And Kung Lao and Liu Kang, I think things you can see that in them, where like I'm like, Kung Lao, he doesn't do much in this film, but you give him such incredible fatality. And now he's just gone. I don't know, man. I just,
difficult, man. It's just difficult to process.
yeah, it's like the more I think about
So,
it, my rating goes down, you know. I try not to think about it. I'm just like the spinning saw, so cool.
let's talk about Scorpion, man. Let's talk about Hanzo, man.
Yeah, let's talk about Hanzo.
Oh man, like isn't first of all, I gotta say the one thing that I liked that they kept consistent was the fact that he didn't suddenly start speaking English at the end of the movie. That was such a good, because like there's no way he's gonna be in the Netherrealm, master of
That
fire, and then learning English at the same time. That would have been very strange.
That would have been so funny, dude.
But anyway, yeah. So Hanzo's intro was brilliant. You felt his pain. You wanted him to beat behind at the start of the fight. At that fight, you wanted him to just like, even after he lost, and then he's crawling to his baby. You're like, come on, don't die, Hanzo. The baby's waiting. Don't die. And then he just dies, and you're like, no, Hanzo, damn it. And then you wait a billion years until Hanzo comes back into the movie. They took way too long to bring him back. Way, way too long. I feel like he would have been back way earlier in the movie.
Do you think they should have just had like another scorpion in the film? Like, just like that lone descendant, just that he should have just been there a bit earlier in the film, like another character instead of Hanzo, just another character taking on the scorpion.
That might have worked, but who
But you
knows?
still want that raw emotion coming from Hanzo, because he saw.
I'll still want Hanzo. You know, if he could have shown up earlier in the film, maybe when the Earth's champions were being gathered, and then they were in Raiden's temple, and like Cole saw the dagger, he would just like appear, then bang, and then he's there, and it's like, you know, he wants revenge and all that. Maybe that would have worked. But also, we gotta talk about the change of the get over, because it was
Yeah.
noticeable. It was right there.
Like, what happened there, do you think? What was the story there from the trailer to the film?
I feel like it's the backlash from the trailer. Though everybody going, what? That's what does not get over here, man. I mean, even we had the same reaction. So I feel
No,
like they didn't want that to carry on.
we thought it was like maybe the actors just like they just let him do his thing, you know, gave him his own accent, you know. But they were like, we messed up. Or maybe it was like a mixing audio thing. I don't know. But it sounded better.
Yeah, but I feel like they took like the gaming thing and then they fused it with his voice, and then it was that.
I don't know how to feel about him coming back the way he did. You know, I don't know. It just like it was out of nowhere. It wasn't, of course. Yeah, it was explained. He was in hell battling, yeah. I don't know, man. This whole film leaves me hot and cold. You know what I mean? I'm like, I had fun. Would you wanna see that
But
again? Yes, I'd like to see the fight again on YouTube. I'll look at the clips. Am I gonna see this whole movie again? I don't know. I don't know.
then that final fight, I didn't think Cole Young was necessary. I really would have loved it if it would have just stayed Scorpion versus Sub-Zero up until the end.
Yep,
Because
it's
then it
those
takes
times
away from
where,
Hanzo's moment.
yes, it's those times where Cole just seemed like a waste of time. Like, bro, what are you doing here? What is this? What are you doing here? You know? I would have actually liked if Scorpion, I mean, Sub-Zero just did what he did to Hanzo's family with Cole.
Yeah, that
Like,
would have been dark.
except, like, you know, like he did it. Or maybe like he doesn't get the daughter, but he gets the wife. I don't know. Just like really, just go there, you know? Do something, man. Do something. Yeah.
Definitely. I feel like they should have done something there at the end with Cole's family, you know.
Again, I want to say I know this feels really negative, but I actually like the film. I only say this because I love it, because I actually enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, it was okay. Like I said, decent film.
What?
I hope they do better with the scene.
Yep, that's the thing, you know, is I hope they're giving more resources, you know, whatever, more time, whatever they need, give it to them. There's clearly a hunger for this, like for this kind of film, you know. People were hungry to
Exactly.
see this, so they should give it another go. I don't know what it made internationally or whatever, but yeah, I just hope it did well, you know. I really pray that it did well.
Dude, because we did well, that's a sequel.
Yeah, but the way it was going, it was kind of tough, like to watch this film like the right way in the UK. It's like, also HBO Max, can you just go international already? Like, what is
They're
happening?
making so.
Like, why is this thing just America only? Like, it's such a mess. It is such a mess. I hope I never have to apply for a WB job because I'm telling them it's a mess. It's a mess now. When I apply for a job, it'll probably
It'll
be
probably be
great.
fixed.
It'll be
Yeah.
the best streaming
It'll be
service.
international.
But right now, it's a mess. It's just a mess. Fix it.
Just so crazy. They gotta fix that.
I say it like somebody, one of them is listening. They don't give a damn
They don't give
about
a
the two of
damn.
us.
Screw that. Yeah. And then yeah. What else have we covered about this
We talk
film?
about Sonia?
Oh, we haven't talked. Did we talk about Sonya?
No, we
Didn't we talk
didn't.
about her with the knives and whatnot?
No, I talked about her. I feel like that was just me talking
Oh,
about
okay,
her.
cool. Okay, let's talk about Sonya. First of all, I loved her look. Her look was like classic video game Sonya, with the
Dude,
ponytail and the cap and like the tactical wear.
classic Sonia.
Beautiful. And then she put on a really, really solid performance, like in terms of the combat. And even the interactions with the characters, and always pushing on. If, like you said, she didn't have them to like kill. She was able to kill Kano and gain her mark and her powers.
Yeah, and she played well against the character that played against the actor that played Kano. Like, she was able
Yeah,
to,
no,
you know,
yeah, they had a really cool.
yes, chemistry. That's the word I was looking for. Is they had a good chemistry. She really complimented his jokes. She had to compliment a lot of characters in this film because Jax was like going through his, oh man, I don't have arms anymore. Ah. Louis Tan is like, what's happening? And then Kano's just jokes every minute. And she slid in with all of them pretty nicely. You know,
She did.
she was the explainer of the film too. She was like, okay, this is what it is. We all have
Yeah.
these symbols, whatever. Yeah, I also like the knife thing. She gets her account up pretty quick too. I gotta say, it's
Love, like
pretty quick.
literally. The moment she walked out of the portal, she's got it.
These other characters are like the whole film. They're like, oh man, I really hope I get to shoot fire out of my ass too. And then she's just like, boom, in a second, I got this power thing. I'm looking forward to more of the female characters, right? We saw Melina in this one, right? That's her name. But we didn't see the other one.
In the trailer, people were complaining about how her teeth weren't savage enough, but like in the fight, right towards the end, like she stretches out her jaw and reveals.
Oof, nasty. It's beautiful to look at.
Yeah,
Maybe
that's
it was
true.
still in post. You know, these things sometimes take
That's
time.
true. So let's talk when they show the poster of Johnny Cage, it's like, oh, that's what we're going next. Do you think it's gonna be the focal point of this?
No, he's just the first in a long line of characters that they're looking at. I think he just wanna just shoot everything at us. They don't want to tell us the whole movie before you've actually written it and shot it, but they
And this is a
definitely
travel
know.
ban.
Yeah, they've given us the hints.
With the statues.
Yeah, they gave us the hint with the statue, the poster. Like, those are easy choices. Like, you have to go there. You have to get Cage. You have to get Khan. Who else do you think they need to get?
I was really, speaking of people they should have gotten, I was really disappointed in Goro, man. I didn't like that. He's like, he ain't that easy to beat, you know what I mean?
He was a bit of a waste of time, I gotta be honest. Yeah. It's just a waste of time.
They're probably gonna need to get a lot of other characters. Now there's a lot of characters in Mortal
The
Kombat.
game does have a lot of characters, so you know,
There's a ton of characters.
they have so many to choose from. And if they make the next one like they made this one, it's not really gonna matter who they're taking, you know? Because it's just fight. Okay, next fight. Next fight, blah 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 blah. And then game movie done. It won't really be that huge. I'd
Yeah.
actually like to talk about casting, maybe. Like who potential cast? Who do you foresee? Because this one they had like actors that normally you see as sort of like secondary actors, but they took the focal point because you know they were more physical and good with all the combat stuff. So who would you like to see in the next one?
You know who I'd love to see? I'd love to see Donnie Yen, yes, man. I don't know what character, but like I'd love to see Donnie Yen.
I mean,
That'd just
if we're
go.
talking about all the legends, Donnie Yen, Jackie Chan, let's go.
Dude.
Okay, I
I feel
can't
like
go
Jackie Chan should
crazy.
have played Raiden.
I kind of like that actually. I like that a lot. That's not bad fan casting.
Man.
Who else is kind of? I was gonna say Gina Carano, but I don't like her acting. She's nice and big and like she sells the action, but I don't know. Sometimes her acting can be a bit hit or miss. Ronda Rousey, do you think she makes an appearance? She was in the game. Her
Rhonda. The
acting
problem with Rhonda
is.
is, oh, the acting, that's one problem.
It's hit or miss, man. Sometimes her face, you look at it like, nah, just feels off.
So, yeah, and then I don't know, who else could I think of? Scott Adkins. I'd love to see Scott Adkins in this.
Oh, I like that. This is going to be a bit of a weird one, but like, do you see any WWE superstars who could be good in a potential sequel for this film?
Oh man, I don't know how big a Mortal Kombat character gets, but I think Braun Strowman would like kill it, I think.
Dude, Braun Strowman already looks like somebody who should be in Mortal Kombat.
Dude, he looks like a Mortal Kombat character in real life.
Like, I guess, what's that chick's name? Sasha Banks is already trying to get into
Oh
acting.
yeah, for sure.
I don't know many. I feel like I can't remember any Mortal Kombat female characters. I
By the
feel
way,
like.
did you ever hear about how Sasha Banks actually got the job to be
No.
in Star Wars? So the way she tells it on Stone Cold's Broken Skull Sessions, she says she got a call from people that work with what's the dude who plays Happy Hogan?
John Favreau.
Yeah. Jon Favreau's people called Sasha Banks and they're like, "Hey yo, Jon Favreau cut like a clip of you doing a promo." And like he likes your look,
What?
and so he wants you in the season of The Mandalorian. So like he wants you to link up and talk to him. So she and then she linked up and she talked to him, and then he explained to her what role he wanted to have, and then she was just like she was up for it because at the time she was taking time off from WWE, so she went out to film. That's how it went.
Dude, that's actually crazy. That's
Dude, that's
the
insane.
fact that he just caught a clip and he was like, oh yeah, you know what? I think this character would be perfect for her. That's
Dude.
incredible. That is absolutely crazy. That could have gone really badly. The role she's given, it's difficult to mess up. Because she doesn't have to speak much. She just has to look tough in the background most of the time,
And then mostly the stance, yeah.
even Ronda Rousey could do that. That's good because if he gave her a tough role and then she messed up, could have gone bad.
But like the thing is, she was so good. I didn't even realize she was Sasha Banks until later when I looked close and I was like, wait a second, that's Sasha Banks.
Oh, you didn't even notice.
Dude, I
Oh
didn't
my
even notice.
God, I didn't know that. Damn,
Yeah, man,
that's
I
so
didn't even
cool.
notice.
She did a good job, man. She really did a good job. There's no moment where I felt awkward about her, you know? Like, Like Gina Carano, there's some moments where
Oh, Gina.
I look at her face and I'm like, ah, it's, you know, I'm just like, the next scene, she'll be out of the scene and it'll be fine. It's just some moments, you know? She looks fine, like, like those kind of things. It's
Oh,
like,
dude, I just thought of a guy that I would love to see in the next one, man. Dave Bautista, man.
Okay, that's too easy. That's too easy. You need another one. They should be looking at guys like that. Like I like for this one, but the next one, let's maybe, you know, let's get one. What do they say? A-list, you know, actor, actress, you know, let's just to make it pop a bit more, you know, have some fun.
That's true. I just thought of a weird choice. Timothée That'd be so strange.
Look, it is a Mortal Kombat film,
My
so
gosh.
technically it's not real fighting. It's like magic and stuff, you know. So that guy's got the chops, you know. I don't know what you do, but okay, that's interesting. That's very interesting. I'd like to see that, you know. Yeah, Timothée Chalamet. That's wow. Jesus, that is a confusing choice.
It is. It's a strange one. It's a very strange choice.
Yeah, but that is our
But
Mortal
now,
Kombat.
Mortal Kombat review.
I feel like we've been going for an hour about Mortal Kombat. That's our love for this film. You see, we only do that for
Yes.
things we love.
I'll just go now for nothing.
No.
All right then. I suppose we'll be putting this before we go on.
Yeah. It's time to stop.
It's time to stop. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Diablos episode 8, Mortal Kombat episode with the Shogun and Quentin. We are signing off.
Goodbye.
Goodbye and get over here.